He wished on a dragon scale, and that's what started Dragon Tales. Around the room the dragons flew, but Emmy and Max knew what to do. They climbed on the backs of the dragon friends. Now the adventures never end. Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales, it's almost time for Dragon Tales. Come along, take my hand, let's all go to Dragonland.
Either.
It's just like soccer.
Right. Uh-huh. You got it. What's soccer?
Oops. Wow. You're good, Emmy.
Hey, let's play over there. Then we can bounce the ball off the trees.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't think we should. The ball might get lost in there.
Not if we're careful. Come on.
I don't know.
Aren't you coming, Cassie?
Yeah, come on. Tree pass.
Sky pass.
Head boink pass!
Whoa! Let's get the ball!
Wait, Emmy. Don't think we should. It doesn't look like any cave I've ever seen.
Don't be silly. It's just a plain old cave.
And we have to find the ball, or we can't play anymore.
Come on, Cassie! If we don't like it, we can fly out!
Yeah, and it's only a little dark inside, and so it's only a little scary. And if it's only a little scary, we can go in. As long as we come out real fast.
I guess I'm the only one who doesn't want to go in. Wait a minute. This floor is squishy. It's so...
bouncy, bouncy!
Fun!
Smelly!
I'm gonna wait out here.
But Cassie...
don't be such a worrywart.
Found it!
Whoa!
Hey! What happened?
Who turned out the lights?
Whoa!
It's dark. Really, really dark.
Let's get back out through the tunnel.
It's closed! There's no way out! We're doomed!
What's that?
Oh. You always go out just when I need you the most. Ah.
Who are you?
Glimmer. Who are you?
I'm Wheezy, and this is my brother Zach, and Ord, and Max, and Emmy.
So nice to meet you all. I was getting lonely sitting in here all by myself. On off, on off. Can't count on anything these days, not even your own taillight. Hallelujah!
Do you know how to get out of this cave?
Cave? This isn't a cave.
It's not?
No! It's the stomach of a big dragonoceros.
A stomach?
Of a dragonoceros? What's that?
Just a huge creature that likes to eat pretty young fireflies for breakfast.
Please, please don't tell me we're really in the stomach of a giant dragonoceros!
Honey, you're really in the stomach of a giant dragonoceros.
I told you not to tell me that!
Glimmer, why don't you just fly out?
I tried. Oh, I tried. But every time I get to the dragonoceros's mouth, it closes shut. No exit.
Boy, Cassie was right to be worried about this cave.
Who's Cassie?
Cassie's our friend. She's outside. I bet she can help us.
Cassie!
Cassie!
Help us!
But who is this Cassie?
Our last chance. Our only hope.
Oh, in that case...
Cassie! Cassie!
Cassie!
Help! Oh, are you all right?
Yes!
Yeah!
Fine!
We're okay!
Thank goodness! I was so worried when I saw the dragonoceros close his mouth. He was sleeping, and when you woke him up, his mouth shut tight.
Can you get him to go back to sleep? Then maybe he'll open his mouth again, and we can fly out.
Why don't you read him a bedtime story, like my mommy does before I go to bed?
He doesn't look very tired, but I'll try anyway. Once upon a time, there was a very, very, very sleepy dragonoceros.
So much for that plan.
I just love this book. It's so readable and eatable.
I wonder what would happen if I tickled him. He might open his mouth to laugh.
I have another idea. Cassie, tell him he looks sick and he has to open his mouth so you can check his throat.
And then I'll say,
ah!
I don't know. You don't look so good, Mr. Dragonoceros. Would you like me to check your throat? Say ah!
I guess he wants a second opinion.
I have an idea! I'll tickle the dragonoceros and make him laugh!
I don't think dragonoceroses are ticklish!
Me either!
We're gonna be in here forever and ever! Ow!
Oh, sorry, Zach.
That's it.
Cassie, how about getting a rock and dropping it on his foot so he'll yelp and open his mouth?
But then he might run away.
Try it!
I was right about not going in the cave, and I really think the tickling will work. This time I'm gonna do what I think is right.
The first thing I'm gonna do when I get out of here is get a tail light adjustment. Oops! You really need to do some cleaning in there.
Huh?
That's it. Kitchy goo. Come on. Tickle, wickle, pickle. Yes. Come on out. The coast is clear. Who are you?
Glimmer. You saved me, honey.
You saved all of us.
I guess I did. I'm really glad I finally decided to do what I thought was right. My badge is glowing.
You're the best! But we never did get our Dragon Ball.
Never say never.
Nice catch. Except you used your hands.
I wish to use this rhyme to go back home until next time.
Guess who I am this time? Oh, this thing never works. It always goes out just when you need it the most.
If you're trying to be Glimmer, do it like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest show
coming through.
Circus.
Well, you're in the way of the road I'm building.
Look what you did.
Cool, huh? Bedard likes it too.
Oh, wait for me.
I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons in a land apart.
Cassie, some brave hero will come to save us.
Hi, Yord. Check out my bulldozer.
It's Sir Max and Lady Emmy. Just in time.
Want to join our game?
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we're playing Knights of Dragons.
Okay.
Be careful in the grass, Max. The Noddlings are working in there.
Don't worry, Cassie. I'm a great driver.
Oh, wait, Max. Didn't you hear that?
Hear what?
Someone yelling.
Oh no! You ran over the Noddling's mush trees!
What are they saying?
They're really mad!
Because you broke their wagon!
And now they don't have anything to carry their mush trees in!
What's a mush tree?
It's like a mushroom, only it's a tree! Well, not to big dragons like us! But to the little nodlings, these are really huge, and they cut them down and eat their fruit and chop them up into firewood to keep themselves warm in the winter. But without their wagon, the nodlings won't be able to carry any mush trees home, and then they'll be cold, and even worse, hungry.
What's going on there?
It's the giant of Nod.
Huh! I still can't believe you're a giant. You're so small.
Weezy.
Baby, to you, but to my nodlings, I'm gigantic. Who did this?
I guess I did. Sorry.
Sorry isn't good enough. I demand that you fix our wagon immediately.
I didn't mean to break it. It was an accident. Can't we just forget about it?
And leave my nodlings with no way to gather mush trees? Never!
The Giant of Nod is right, Max. It's not okay to just keep on playing.
Yeah, Cassie warned you to be careful in the tall grass.
Okay, okay. I'll fix their silly wagon. Can you help me?
Sure.
You betcha.
Definitely.
I have some glue.
And here's some tape.
Oh, careful with that, Wheezy. You'll make a mess.
There, all fixed.
I doubt it.
The wheels are sticky, that's all.
Well, what do you put on sticky wheels to make them unsticky?
My mom uses peanut butter to take chewing gum off my scales.
Love it! Still sticky.
Look, Wheezy, a zip bug.
Oh, that's how the nodlings can move their wagon. Zip bug power. Hey, got any peanuts, Ord?
You betcha.
How'd you like to help the nodlings, Mr. Zip Bug? Okay, just zip around to the front of the wagon. There you go. Now, all you have to do is drop a few peanuts here and there, and when the zipmunk tries to get them, he'll pull your wagon so you can pick up all your mush trees. Okay, Mr. Zipmunk, go get him!
It's working!
Way to go, Wheezy!
You did it!
Well, that's more like it!
Peanut. Don't throw it, Max! The zip monk will...
Quick! Get him!
Cut it out! Cut it out! It tickles!
Yo, Sid!
Did you see a little zipmunk zipping around here somewhere?
Yeah! I think he's packing my trunk! And getting ready to leave! Leave!
I hear the Nodlings!
Almost? Got him!
The Nodlings are okay.
But their wagon's totaled!
Guess I shouldn't have thrown that peanut, huh? I'm really sorry.
Sorry, Smarry! What do you plan to do about the damage you've caused?
I don't know. I have to figure something out. What can I do to help them get food and stay warm?
I don't know. I'm stumped. Get it? Tree, stump. Come on, you gotta admit that's funny.
Maybe the Nodlings could eat something besides mush trees. Like some cheese.
It's no use.
If only Max hadn't brought his silly bulldozer to Dragonland.
I know! The Nodlings can use my bulldozer to gather their mush trees.
Huh?
All you have to do is press this button to make the front go up and down, and pull this to take off the back part. And it's a lot more fun if you can make noises like this. Go on, try it!
I don't think they know how to drive it, Max.
And the sun's going down.
We better head home, Max.
But what about the Nodlings?
Maybe you can think of something tonight and come back tomorrow.
Nuh-uh. I'm not leaving till I fix what I messed up.
Oh, no! I broke your toy!
Hey! I know what the Nodlings can use for a wagon. This!
I think they like it.
Are you kidding? They love it!
Thank you, Max. Now my Nodlings will be able to cut down more mush trees than ever.
Whoa!
Yeah!
All right!
Way to go, Max!
I wish to use this rhyme to go back home until next time.
Come on, Em. Let's play some more.
Can I drive the bulldozer this time?
Sure. Oops. You wrecked my Nodlings' home. I demand you fix it immediately.
Emmy wished on a dragon scale, and that's what started Dragon Tales. They climbed on the backs of the dragon friends. Now the adventure's never end. Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales, it's almost Dragon Tales, come along, take my hand. Let's all go to Dragon